Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So I hope your 2020 worked out okay. Some people had a bad year, some people had a good year. But anyways, it's just about over, and we're about to hit 2021. Woohoo! But it's that time of year. Every single year on New Year's Day, I have a ritual. What I do is I take the old files from my business and my personal, and I put them in banker's boxes, and then I sit down and I print out all the labels and make new files for everything. I like to get organized the day of so I can start the year hitting the ground running. How about you? Well, 2021 in the Chinese zodiac is the year of the ox. And actually, it's the metal ox. And the message could not be clearer if you believe in this sort of stuff. Success will come to those who work hard, really hard. And it's hard work of duty and discipline. That's what Susan Levitt says. She's a professional astrologer. She should know. But what I want to do is give you five things that you can do to help better organize yourself, maybe between now and the end of the year, but definitely throughout the entire year. Now, this does not necessarily have to be high tech. It can be very old school. They're all basic things that we use on a regular basis. And those five things are the calendar, the address book, the telephone, paper, and mail. So let me start with the calendar. Some people, like my wife, have a paper calendar. She loves getting those for Christmas, and she writes down all the dates and things in there, and that's her way of keeping it. Now, me being a geek, you know, everything is digitized for me. So I have a desktop calendar, and you probably do too. You're either using something like an iPhone with iCal, or you're using something like Outlook with Microsoft. But either way, when you're using your calendar, I strongly suggest that you make multiple calendars inside of there. So for example, I have one that's just for my business, one for home, one's for Bacon Podcast recordings like this. One can be for training, presentations. The reason I do that is so that I can turn them on and turn them off, but I can also export specific calendars and integrate them with other things. For example, I can integrate Google Calendar into my Mac calendar, or I can export my Mac calendar and use it in other tools like Acuity to block out time. The bottom line is you have to choose your home base and sync everything to it. That way you have one place where you can look at all of your calendars, both the online cloud ones and the regular ones that you use on your phone. That way you can stay organized no matter where you're at. The next one is your address book. Now again, my wife for Christmas got a paper address book. She likes taking that every year, scratching out the old stuff and writing in the new stuff. I, obviously, tend to have some digital versions, but there are multiple digital versions, and I need to make sure that I synchronize those as well. So, I have multiple telephones. I have a landline, which is connected up with phone.com, and that keeps call logs and actually allows me to see voice messages as well as text messages. I have my iPhone. Inside of my iPhone, it integrates with the contacts in iCloud. And then I have my CRM. And that CRM is the place where I want to make sure that I have all the correct information, that I have my addresses, my phone numbers, LinkedIn contacts, everything goes into that. but you want to make sure that you're synchronizing all of this information. Just in case you need to, say, text somebody, you need to know the difference between their landline and their cell phone. If you want to send out some mail, you want to make sure you have the correct address for them. And of course, if you want to contact them on social media, you want to make sure you have that saved in a specific place as well. The next tool that we need to use this year and organize is our telephone. I'm suggesting that you spend more time on the telephone than on email this year. Reach out and touch somebody. Make some phone calls. Right before Christmas, I called at least 15 people and just wished them a Merry Christmas. That was something that they all said, wow, that's nice. That's different. Because everybody's in this email Zoom meeting world. And a lot of it's social media based as well. So if you want to stand out, you can use your calendar and your address book to make your telephone a tool that can help you grow your business. And again, I have a landline for my business, I have a cell phone, and also I can send and receive texts from both places. You want to make sure that you're communicating with people in the place they want to be communicated to. So, if somebody likes text, make sure you note that in your CRM and have that in your cell phone so you're ready to do it. And obviously, if you have a landline that can't text, you have to use your cell. The next piece is paper notes. Now, I tend to write a lot of notes on meetings. Now, this can be Zoom meetings, in-person meetings, it doesn't matter. And my desk is a complete mess with post-it notes and notepads. And this year, I want to get more organized. So I'm going to try to find a way to take all of those notepads and even the computer notes that I use, like Evernote, and try to find a way to digitally enter them so I can easily have those in one place. There are tools out there like iPads where you can actually get a pen and write them in. And there's another tool which I'm looking at called Remarkable. And Remarkable is just a notepad. It has a digital feel. You can read things on it and you can write things and it will save them and convert your handwriting into text. So what I have been doing is writing everything down on pieces of paper, on post-it notes, and then I've been taking it and actually typing it into Evernote so I have it saved somewhere. So find a way to organize your notes that's going to help you remember what you said in meetings. There's tons of different ways to do it, but get control of your paper monster. The last tool I want to talk about is, again, paper-based, but it's snail mail. It's so different to get something in the mail than it is via email. We get overwhelmed with those. So by doing things via the US mail or through UPS or Amazon or however you want to ship things is going to help you stand out. Over Christmas, I sent all of my clients and my vendors boxes of cookies, which had their logo engraved on the wooden box it was delivered in. Think about sending out postcards. I had one client that was very successful creating postcards to sell airplanes. I've been mailing out my book, Toilet Paper Math, with a roll of toilet paper and a case study stuck inside. That really stands out, but make sure you're sending it to the right address. One of the things about snail mail is a lot of people are working from home, and it may be hard to get their address. So I hope these basic and useful tips were enjoyable and easy for you to understand and implement. So get ready, get organized, and rock 2021. So again, I want to wish you a happy new year. I wish you much success, health, and happiness. If you have any questions, go to baconpodcast.com and fill out the form. Or send me an email at askbrian@b2b-im.com. I look forward to more podcasts in the new year.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.